And welcome back, and thank you for tuning in to Rosie on the House. Please, if you're a regular listener and you know someone trying to get into home ownership, call them. Give them a Rosie on the House listening alert as we talk Jacob calling from Gilbert into the conversation. 9-month newlywed. Congratulations on that, Jacob.
Thank you very much.
Okay, now, one of the things you're going to want to figure out is where to buy. Have you got that pretty well narrowed down?
Yeah, we're thinking both of us are from the Phoenix Valley. We've grown up in Gilbert. We've got family around. We'd like to stay Chandler, Gilbert, or Queen Creek areas.
And y'all both are blessed with stable incomes?
Yes, we both got full-time jobs. Together after tax, we're bringing in about $36,000 right now. I'm going to school full-time as well.
What are you studying?
I'm going to Chandler Gilbert Community College. I'll be studying mechanical engineering at ASU in a couple of years.
Fantastic. That's a great career. There's going to be a lot of need for mechanical engineers and what's planned for this country and this world over your lifespan. Well, I just want you to mark this day down in history because in about 50 years, you're going to be, what's your wife's name?
Well, it is Camille.
Camille, you and Camille are going to be in your rocking chairs out on the back porch, probably your second home up in the mountains someplace. You go, remember that day I called Rosie and he talked us into buying a house? Let me introduce you to Harold Perkins of Galaxy Lending Group. Harold, let's round it to a $40,000 a year income. Jacob and Camille have one car payment. Your credit rating's in pretty good shape, Jacob?
Yes, we're both about 730.
Okay.
So it's fantastic. It's
strong.
It's perfect.
Nice.
It makes things easier for you. And Jacob, you're doing everything exactly right, and you've kind of worked your way into it even with the rent on your apartment. Your $800 a month rent on your apartment, it just works out that happens to be about 25% of your monthly income. And so I would expect, or how much is your, what's your monthly car payment? You said it was about $9,000 owed. What's the payment?
We pay $177 a month.
Okay, perfect. Good. You know, so when you look at, if you look at your total of your monthly loans, monthly expenses on that, $800 rent, less than $200 on your car payment, your total monthly expenses are less than 35%. You're about 35% of your monthly income. You're living within your means. You're living within your budget, and there's no reason not to do that and look at it the same way when purchasing a home. And in purchasing a home, if your house payment is that same $800 a month, you guys are managing that now with your rent. You'll be able to manage that with your mortgage payment also. But then you're also building equity in the property, the other advantages that come along with a home ownership. And so, you know, you find a house that's in at $800 a month, the price range home that you're looking for is in that 150 to 160 range, and that's going to have you right in there.
Do you see it? Do you see a lot of home shoppers get going out there and getting pre-approved before they start their shopping?
100%.
Pre-qualified.
100%. They should. There's a lot that goes along in the pre-qualification, not just making sure that you've got the financing secured. But in that consultation with your mortgage person, we're also looking at, we're talking about budget items and things in homeownership that maybe you're not thinking about because you're not accustomed to it as a renter. You do have those roof repairs to consider. You do have maybe your apartment comes with the utilities included, and
yeah.
So those are things that you have to consider in homeownership also. And so it's more than just getting the loan and making sure the payment fits for what you're looking for. Everybody's circumstance is different. Everybody's unique. And so we have to make sure that we tailor the financing to what matches with your particular circumstances. And so, that's what we do. That's what we do at Galaxy.
Is there a fee for getting pre-qualified?
Oh, absolutely no.
Okay.
Never a fee for pre-qualification. Never any application fee. Never anything paid up front in order to get pre-approved for financing.
Do you see anything in the world? We talked about it at the beginning of the show. Do you see anything in the economic forecast that would lend us to believe rates could be going up? I don't think they're going to go down, are they?
It's they're very low right now. Yeah. They're while rates are not at their lowest point ever, it's not that far off of it. And so there doesn't seem to be a lot of room for rates to go down. As far as rates increasing, I don't see anything immediately that's imminent that would cause that. And generally speaking, very historically speaking, rates do tend to be fairly stable during election years. Now, after the end of the election results, we'll see some volatility one way or another, depending on who's elected. But the generally speaking, looking at a very broad view, my expectation is a little bit of stability as far as mortgage rates for the rest of the year, as long as nothing crazy happens.
Jacob, how are y'all going to go about deciding, in particular, what neighborhood you're going to focus in on?
Really, it just comes down to, location as far as what it's close to. We haven't really thought much about, school districts very much. We're still young. We're still a little bit away from kids and thinking that they'll get far into school with us living in this home. Really, it's just kind of wanting to stay near where we're at and just if the price works.
Boy, and I'll tell you, I am just naturally bullish on real estate, and I'm a whole lot older than you, and I've lived through four different real estate busts. But you know what? If you're conservative, if you go with a conservative loan to value, if you don't get beyond your means and you don't have to give the property up because you're overextending yourself, you just ride those bottoms out. And from where we were in 06, which is when our real estate peaked in its value, to where we are now, we lost in some neighborhoods as much as 70% of the value. And we're back to within about 20%. There are some neighborhoods that are almost touching back on those 06 peaks. So picking the right neighborhood could be key in beginning to see just another 3, 4, 5% annual appreciation for a few years. And I tell you, over the long run, I'd much rather put my money in real estate and a house. And I'm not beating up landlords. I own rental property. It's a great component of your whole portfolio. You buy a nice little $150,000, $130,000, $125,000 condo now for you and your sweetheart, your new wife. I mean, that could be, you keep saving the way you're saving. You just hold that condo onto it, put a tenant in it, let them finish making the mortgage payments on it. And I mean, you could just build these ladders. Next real estate downturn, it's not a time to sell or get foreclosed on. It's a time to buy.
It is very much so. I share the same philosophy, Rosie. It's, we've done the same thing. Every house that we've lived in, we still have. And then it's been converted into a rental property. Yeah. And so I agree. We're definitely not bashing landlords. I'm one also. But it's an investment. It's an investment into the future.
Now, Jacob, as a newlywed, I wouldn't expect you to have the right answer for this, but you started talking about location and things like that. I'm going to give you a clue. Kind of narrow it down, to the general area you want, and then you take square foot analysis of price per square foot of offering of the house and figure in the lot size and will the lot do everything you want it to do in the next 3 to 5 to 7 years as long as you plan on living in that first house. Analyze the shopping and the proximity to where you work and where you go to church and school districts and all that. But the real key to knowing which house to buy is which kitchen does Camille like the best? That's it, buddy. Just let her find the kitchen she likes and buy that house, okay? That's the key to a long, happy marriage. We haven't even given your phone number out, Harold. If Jacob wanted he and Camille to get pre-approved so they could start shopping and start looking around, how would they get in touch with you?
602-595-1233. If you want to call right now, Janie's in the office, ready to take your name and number. She'll make sure she gets one of our loan officers right back to you. 602-595-1233.
And that's not a pressure sale. That's just, let's get on the phone and talk through what we need to talk through to get you pre-qualified so you know what range to be shopping in. There's nothing worse than when I go meet someone, they have a particular budget in mind or they have a particular project in mind. And they talk about the project that they want done. And then I ask them, well, is your investment level going to, are you comfortable with, you know, X? And they said, no, my comfort level is about 1/4 of X, you know. So you don't want to go out there shopping for things you can't afford.
Exactly. And there is no pressure. We have it does not benefit us in any way to have you in a mortgage or in a house that's not going to fit in your budget. That's not good for anybody. And so that consultation is just to get the parameters for what fits for you. How much money do you have to work with? What fits for monthly payment in your budget? What price range home are you looking for? And we can make sure all of those components align with each other. And sometimes we have to make adjustments. Sometimes we have to say, well, that $1 million house isn't going to work. We may need to bring that down in order to make the other numbers work with it. But that's the purpose of the consultation, is to make sure everything fits.
Jacob, y'all are both going to thank us for this one day. Let's go to Mesa. Welcome Nate into the conversation. Good morning, Nate. What's your mortgage dilemma this morning, my friend?
Yes, me and my wife have been living in my in-laws' rental property, and they're going to give it to us, so we're going to assume the loan, but they want to take some cash out, and I don't know if that was an option for an assumable loan, if they can get some money back, and we take over from there. I'm not clear on how that works.
There are a couple of ways to make that happen, and so that's one that we'll definitely want to reconnect with you to get some of the particulars about the existing loan and about what you're looking to accomplish as you take over the financing on your own. There are a couple of really good tools to accomplish what the in-laws are looking for. It may be that it makes sense to actually purchase the home from them. But you can do that with a gift of equity, and I can go into more detail about that with you separately, where you can purchase the home. You do not have to come out of pocket with any money at all because it is family that you're purchasing the home from. And there are some gift of equity rules that do not have tax implications that go along with them that would allow both parties to accomplish what you're looking to do. There are a few options for that.
There's a couple things I never even heard of. I didn't know you could go no down between family.
The down payment.
Interesting.
Yeah, between family members, the equity that's already in the property can be used as the down payment. We will treat it like it is cash.
Very interesting.
And so it's a perfect situation. It's perfect for this exact situation where it's very typical, actually, if a family member renting from another family member, but ultimately the goal is to turn that ownership over to the renters.
Cool. We get back. I want to talk about a mortgage we haven't talked about, and it's that remodel mortgage.
Awesome.
More with Rosie on the House and Harold Perkins of Galaxy Lending Group when we get back.